Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. The Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled cayman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynor of Richard Daynor Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynorMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynor. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey everybody, this is Bam coming to you live from Cayman Ranch. Today's going to be a little bit of a different kind of a show because I actually wasn't expecting to be on this week. This week was supposed to be my week off because we've been doing it every other week. Last week I was supposed to be on the air, but actually it was something to do with the computer. I couldn't get to the site, so I couldn't even get on. So this week, actually not very prepared, but we're going to try anyway, so let's see what happens. I do want to start off with my normal talking points. Say hello to Shane of Lewis Stone out in Baton Rouge. Remind you once again that the call-in number for this show is 818-369-1429, 818-369-1429. And I don't know what kind of plans you have on your phone, but it could entail long distance or roaming. Our webpage is http://www.caymanhunter.com. Cayman is spelled C-A-M-A-N-H-U-N-T-E-R, caymanhunter.com. I want to thank Richard Daynor for the introductory music. Say hello to all of the friends of our show. We have forgetmenotforkids.com, austincustomtollett.com. Castcovers.com, a new sponsor here. We got castcovers.com. Spell it with a K, K-A-S-T-K-O-V-E-R-S, castcovers.com, one of our new sponsors, friends of the show anyway. If you want to speak to us and you don't want to get online, you don't want to have your voice over the air, you're afraid to speak in public, you can always leave us a note at the Cayman Hunter message board. Go to caymanhunter.com, and you'll find the link on the bottom in the bottom right column on the website. If you're interested in any of our sales, rescues, links, etc., you can find them respectively at forsale.html, rescues.html, or links.html. And if you want to be linked or if you want to be a friend of the show, you can do any of the above things that we've just mentioned. After this show, as with all other shows, archived copies of this and previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. But don't write out the word dash. It's that little thing that's right below the long line. Bam-the-caymanhunter. And you can also get them at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Iris Orzek might be out there. Hottie from the Heights. Marie Five should be listening in. Wenz, one of our new friends, should be chiming in about now. And if you guys want to get a hold of me on Skype, it would be CMNHNTR. CMNHNTR. Don't forget that's Cayman Hunter without the vowels. Also, they told me that there's this new chat room thing that we could do. I could start a chat session online, and that way you guys can type into me, but I don't really, I'm not real good at multitasking, so it's a little bit hard for me to do things like that. But I'll tell you what we could go over this week. The last time I was on the air, we talked about sexing Cayman. I'm telling you a little bit about what kind of things you could do and not do and how to do it and how not to do it. And if I'm not mistaken, Iris wrote me a little note afterwards saying that she was a little grossed out by the idea of sticking your finger inside the cloaca of a caiman. And I should have warned you people. So here's your warning. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that because I told you last time we were on the air that there were a couple of expressions, terms, names that I didn't know. I would find out for you, and I would get back to you on them. And the things that I said that I would try to look into doing and changing, I didn't change. So let me get to those things right away. The pictures on the site that I said that I would make sure that I hyperlinked and made sure that you could, if you clicked on them, you could see larger pictures, because the pictures on the page that talked about how to sex an animal were a little bit small. So I told you I would see what I could do about that, and I was able to increase the pixelation on those pictures. I made them bigger so that if you click on the pictures of the different things on that sexing page, you'll be able to get a larger picture of what you were looking for. The sexing link I wrote down sexing link with a check mark next to it, so I'm thinking that there was probably some problem. Somebody probably told me about a problem with the link. Maybe it was going to the wrong place, or maybe it wasn't bringing up the right thing, so I made sure that that's all working properly. Also says that I was supposed to link Shane. Oh, yeah, that's what we did. We linked Lewis Stone. Somebody had written in and said that they heard me talking about Lewis Stone, and Baton Rouge, and they wanted to know a little bit more about Lewis Stone. Couldn't figure out if that was a name or a place or a business or what. So if you go to links.html, you go to caymanhunter.com/links.html and go down to some of our links, you'll see Lewis Stone and Shane. And you'll be able to click on that and find out more about that. Now, for those of you that get queasy easy, you might want to turn your radios down, turn your volume down, turn your phones down, however it is that you're listening to Live with the Cayman Hunter today, because we are going to talk about a few things that might make the queasy a little uneasy. So here we go. I'll give you about 3 seconds to do that. And we'll be doing it for about, let's say we're doing it for 5 minutes. So in 5 minutes, go ahead and turn your volumes back up again, okay? How's that sound? So click on, let's synchronize our watches. It's 10 minutes after one right now, at least in Central Time. So we'll say at 15 minutes after one Central Time, turn your radios back on, your volume back up, or your phones back on, however it is you're listening to us today. Again, before we get into that, 818-369-1429, if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions, or just hear your own voice, or just hear my voice, or just talk to me. Talk to me, people, talk to me. Okay, so I got no callers right now, so we'll get into it. Again, like I said, hopefully if what we're going to talk about makes you a little queasy, or you get queasy easy, or if the queasy makes you uneasy, hopefully by now your phones, your radios, your online volumes have all been turned down a little bit. So we were talking about a reptile penis as opposed to a caiman penis. And in most reptiles, there is a double penis. If you're sexing a snake, for instance, and you reach in and you try to, you see a snake trying to mate, or if you're sexing a snake, you'll find that they have two penises, is what they have, two penises, a double penis. Whereas the caiman, or most crocodilians, all crocodilians for that matter, are one of the few reptiles that do not have the double penis. They only have a single penis. However, it is in some instances known as the clitoral penis. And the reason for that is because, you know what? I've been told a few different reasons why that might be, but the thing that I'm thinking is that because it's inside a cloaca, before you can get to it, and you have to actually stick your finger in the cloaca to feel for the penis, the male shaft, that it's called the clitoral penis. And also, when he does want to mate, he has to extend that tube out of the cloaca. The cloaca is a little slit in the bottom where they excrete and also have sex. So if you're reaching in your hand, we went over this a couple weeks ago, telling you how to do it using Vaseline. Don't just reach your hand in and grab your caiman and think you could get away with it. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Let somebody who knows what they're doing do it. But for those of you who know basically what you're doing and you're just looking for something to remind you, a couple of reminders, or maybe just refresher courses, put a little Vaseline on your pinky, reach your pinky in, go towards the belly, and if you feel something, you've got a male. If you feel nothing, you have a female. If you feel something, it is called a clitoral penis, and it is the male caiman's junk. So, we're about at 16 minutes, 14 minutes past, in about another minute, everyone will be coming back again. So, coming up with something else that we were thinking about running as far as today's program goes. And I guess, you know, what we could do is we could go back over enclosures again, because, again, I wasn't really thinking about doing anything today. I wasn't supposed to be back in time, but I am. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 818-369-1429, 818-369-1429. Now, as we talk about enclosures for the adult caiman, it is one of the most serious considerations when thinking about owning one of these creatures. You need to make sure that the water area is at least three times the caiman's length, and the width of the water area must be at least two times the caiman's length. So, for instance, if your caiman happens to be already 6 feet long, you'll need a pond that is 12 feet by 18 feet. And then, since you want to make sure that the land on each side of the pond has enough room for the animal to climb out of the water all the way, turn around, bask if he wants to, and then get back in, you got to figure that you want about 6 feet on each side outside of the pond on each side. So if you have a 12 foot by 18 foot pond, and then you add 6 feet on each of the four sides of the pond, then the enclosure area is going to have to be 24 feet by 30 feet. And if you have an area 24 feet by 30 feet that you can enclose, and that you could put water in a 12 foot by 18 foot part inside of it, and you can make it safe and the right temperature all year long, then that is the minimum that you would need for an animal that's going to be 6 feet long. All right? Now, thinking again that the animal can grow to be about 6 feet if you have a male. If you have a female, they're not supposed to get more than about 4.5 feet. But if you'll check our webpage, you'll see that we had Angel, and Angel was a female, and Angel did grow to 6 feet, just about 6 feet, 5'11.5", something like that. So you got to figure that 6 feet is going to be what the animal is going to grow to, whether you have a male or a female. If you have a male, it definitely could get that way. If you have a female, it's happened. If it gets bigger than that, you're not going to be too worried about that happening. But what you should have at 12 feet by 18 feet and 24 by 30 feet should be enough to take care of that. Now, remember, if the animal is going to be about 6 feet long, it also can lunge itself, the length of its body, just in the power that it has in its tail. Therefore, you now need to make sure that the enclosure walls have to be at least 6 feet high. So now you make your wall 6 feet high, you have your land, which is 24 by 30, you have your pond, which is 12 by 18, and now you have to think about how you're going to keep it cooler than 200 degrees in the winter, in the summer, and warmer than 30 below zero in the winter. So how are you going to keep it? You want to keep it about 85 degrees. The ambient temperature should be about 85. You want most of the water to be 85 degrees. You want most of the air to be 85 degrees. To make the changes so that they have a little bit of a difference between the cool part and the warm part. You can build yourself a little put a tree. You can put a tree in. You can plant a tree, like a bush or something that's going to do good in an 85 degree environment. You take some sort of a tree that's good in an 85 degree environment, and you plant it right next to one side of the pond. That way, when it does grow and it starts to sprout leaves and the branches become full, the animal has a place where it can come out of the water and have sun, and also has a place, if it's a little bit too hot, that it could go and have shade. And again, in the water, it could go to the part that has sun, and it can also go to the part that has shade if the plant is overhanging the pond. Now, when it comes out of the water, make sure it has sun on one side and shade on the other side. But if you have it indoors, and even if you have a fake plant because you don't want it to grow because you're indoors, you need to make sure that it gets a full spectrum of UV light. That includes A, that includes B. UVA is usually pretty easy to find. You can find it at almost any pet store, any place that sells any kind of reptiles or amphibians, they'll have a UVA light. UVB is going to be a little bit trickier. UVB is also a little bit more expensive, $45 for a light bulb sometimes, and you have to get a special fixture in order for it to work inside the light bulb to work. So gotta think about that. And if it blows or if it's too close to the water and the animal splashes at it, it'll pop. You need to be able to clean up the light bulb and put a new one in. And every time you put a new one in, it's another $45. So think about that when you're doing something indoors. And again, outdoors is always better unless it gets too cold or too hot. What did we say? Both the water and the air should be about 85 degrees. If you bring them inside, make sure they get plenty of UVA and UVB. We said that. You want to make sure that there is a slight difference in temperature from one side to the other, and we could do that by, again, the tree should be able to take care of that. Whether it's real or fake, it doesn't matter. They're not going to eat off of it. They're not herbivores by any stretch of the imagination. So the tree is actually just for looks and for cooling.
You have the tree overhanging the water a little bit. That way they have something cool in the water to go to, and they get out of the water, they have something cool that they can rest under if it gets too hot for them. They like to adjust their body temperature themselves. Whatever you put in the water, they'll move around where they want it. Doesn't matter how heavy it is, what it is. You know, we filled the pond with bricks to make a little area for them to come up on and bask in, and they move the bricks around. So they'll move things where they want them. You just have to make sure that you have a cool side and a warm side, both inside the water and outside the water. Again, let's go back to the call-in number, 818-369-1429. That's for guests, 818-369-1429. For any reason you want to call, you want to find out more, you want to talk to us, you want to tell me what you got going on, you want to explain how your setup is working or not working, or ask questions about how to make it work. Anything that has to do with Cayman, it's one of my favorite subjects. Not the favorite, but one of the my favorite subjects. So I'll be happy to talk about it. That's here, if you want to talk on the air, 818-369-1429. Or you can Skype me at CMNHNTR, Cayman Hunter, without the vowels. Or you can write us, bam@caymanhunter.com. That actually does have the vowels, caymanhunter.com. Or you can go to caymanhunter.com and look for our message board guest book and write to us that way. So four different ways to get a hold of us. Wow. Four different ways to get a hold of us. We must be important. Anyway, try doing that. Try working it out that way with the pond, size-wise, length-wise, bulb-wise, enclosure-wise. And I guess happy herping. There's really nothing more that I can add about enclosures for now. Really nothing more I want to add about sexing for now. If you want to talk to us a little bit more, 818-369-1429. I will say this, though, and it's funny, though. Most of your basic rules for caring for other things, caring for other reptiles, caring for other children, caring for other people, most of the basic rules for caring for other things pertain to the adult caiman as well as the hatchling, as well as whatever it is you're caring for. You know, you want to make sure that it has food. You want to make sure it has water. You want to make sure it has shelter. You want to make sure it has, you know, a place to move around, grow, all of those things. And it's the same thing for a reptile. Don't think that the caiman will only grow as big as its enclosure. That is a fallacy. It's wrong. They will keep growing no matter what kind of enclosure you put them in, unless you underfeed them or undernourish them. That's another thing. If you're going to be feeding them, make sure they get enough calcium. They need calcium. So if you're feeding them meat and the meat doesn't have bones, if you're chopping off pieces of your steak or whatever else you're eating at the table and you're giving it to them raw, I know always raw, you don't cook it first. But if you're giving them a piece of your steak before you throw it on the grill or whatever, and you're giving them enough steak once a week, you give them a pound of steak, if it doesn't have a bone in it, you're going to have to add something like Reptical, which is a reptile calcium additive. You're going to have to give them some calcium. Put it in a plastic bag, make it like shake and bake, throw your meat in, throw your reptile cal in, shake it up really good, and then you can feed it to them. When you first get your caiman, I guess it goes without saying, but maybe if it goes without saying, I need to say it. When you first get your caiman, it's not going to eat right away. It's getting used to its environment. It's getting used to where it is. It's getting used to who you are and what's going on with you. So when you first get your caiman, don't try to feed it for the first 3 or 4 days. Let it sort of get into its own sort of
groove. We always say Friday is payday.
Friday is payday. Everything happens on Friday. What we usually do is we make sure that we feed the Cayman on Fridays. Every Friday, the Cayman get fed. So if the Cayman get fed on Friday, every Friday, and we pick up a new one, doesn't matter what day we get it. If we get it on the Thursday, we won't feed it on Friday. Wednesday, we may or may not. And if we get it on Friday, or Saturday, doesn't matter, we will wait till the next Friday. We won't feed it right away. You want to give it 2 or 3 days to get used to its environment. So go by that, and if you want to use Friday as your payday too, you're more than welcome to use it. You don't even owe me any royalties. How's that? So we got a couple minutes left, not much, a little bit of time. Call number is 818-369-1429. This is live with the Cayman Hunter. You're on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. Our introductory music was Richard Daynar's Just Having Fun. Richard Daynar is a musician that we're really close with, and we really appreciate all he's done for us. He gave us license to use that song, Just Having Fun. If you want to get a hold of Richard, he can be found on myspace.com/richarddaynarmusic or facebook.com/richarddaynarmusic. Again, saying hello to all my friends, Iris back in the Heights, Marie Five, Wenz from ITR, all the other people from ITR who might be listening, and people from Jackson Heights that might be listening, and my partner Shane out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Once in a while he listens in, not all the time. I think he's just trying to keep me honest. In the meantime, if you'd like to make any kind of donations to us, we're always looking for help. We're always looking for something to make it a better enclosure, a bigger enclosure. Right now, we're building the bigger enclosure, so we're in the middle of doing the cinder block work. So if any of you are Masons and want to come out here and give us a hand, we'd be happy to take your help. If any of you want to drop off bags of sacrete to make it easier for us, we'd love to have, you know, that. Or if you just want to donate money to us. We were trying to get a 301C non-profit status, and the hoops that they wanted us to jump through and the amount of money they kept asking us for was way more than we were able to afford. I'm not sure why they thought it was, they thought we were such a big business, but they were asking us for a huge sum, and they had us doing all sorts of hoops, so we decided not to go that route. We're going to leave it as a for-profit business, which means that you're not going to be able to take it off your taxes. And it's really sad for both of us, because even as a profit business, we don't make a profit. There's nothing that we do that really brings in any money. Occasionally we'll sell a hatchling, but even then, the amount of money that we get for the hatchlings is not even comparative to the food, just the food alone that it takes to feed the hatchling. Anyway, this is Bam, Bam the Cayman Hunter. You are live with the Cayman Hunter. Maybe we'll start doing every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central. Please come and join us. Blog Talk Radio, bam-the-. Looking forward to hearing from you, seeing you, or seeing you writing. You have a wonderful day and happy herping. Be safe out there, okay? Bye now.